coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation. It's your host, Doug Hagman.
Welcome, folks, to this edition of the Hagman Report. I want to thank you so much for your belief and your trust in this platform. Kind of a day to review the week that has been, and I think will continue to be. I know Steve Bannon says that some weeks, decades happen, some decades, weeks worth of headlines happens, something like that. Of course, I'm paraphrasing. And you know, it's getting to the point now where when I look at things, I'm seeing events take place at serious events take place at a rapid pace. Of course, this week we saw the clown show. I say that because it's interesting. Nothing ever gets done. Impeachment hearings this week against Joe Biden. And of course, Tony Bobulinski was there. Les Parnev was there. Then, of course, there was a witness testifying from a federal prison, you know, and it was very clear the partisanship. And I want to be really clear on my wording here. Like a fool, I suppose, I watched the entire proceeding the other night. It was up all night. Okay, I watched the entire proceeding, the replay of it, obviously, and it was stunning, the level of insanity that I witnessed inside the halls of Congress. Beyond that, of course, in the real actual world, as we stand at the brink of World War III, people, you know, you walk out in normal society, people have no understanding, no clue how close we are to World War III. And of course, it was revealed this week that Taiwan, of course, they admitted having U.S. troops on the they're stationed on the Chinese border. That's right. This is a Biden-Harris leftist, as well as the PNAC plan, the Rhino plan, the globalist plan to engage the U.S. in World War III against China. Meanwhile, we appear to turn our head away from the hybrid war that China has waged upon us and continues to wage upon us through the border. Let me tell you, China's behind a lot of that. The weapon of mass destruction, or weapons of mass destruction, including but not limited to fentanyl coming through the drugs. And this is some payback for the opium wars back in the early 20th century, late 19th, early 20th century. There's that, more young people, more American young people of military age have died from fentanyl poisoning since 2021, January, than all of the combat deaths from Vietnam, Iraq, and Afghanistan. So there's a huge problem there. And those deaths are rising. Then you've got the theft of intellectual property. And, of course, the fact that once a war with China goes kinetic, there goes a lot of our ability to resupply things like pharmaceuticals, medical supplies, the gloves that the nitrile gloves, for example, that hospital personnel use. Only 2% are made in America. 98% are made in China. That's just one example of so many. And the other aspects of this hybrid war, it's actually a three-part war. that's being waged by China, by communist China against the U.S. The border situation, again, very critical. The fact that the Department of Justice has been weaponized. Oh, and speaking about the hybrid war with China, you know, people ask, well, who's really involved or who's behind this? You've got absolutely positively right now, I'm telling you, the Biden regime from the entirety of the Biden family, the entirety of the Biden family. You've got Mitch McConnell. I'm not playing politics here. I'm just laying it out. You've got Obama. You've got Gavin Newsom involved. You've got Adam Schiff, Eric Swalwell. You've got the entire squad, the Democratic Socialists of America, any member of that. These are all participants in this war against the United States, even though they're supposedly representing the United States. So you've got that. And many other things. It's going to be an information-packed show. Before I get to, I've got a very special treat for you. I got somebody that's going to be riding shotgun with me, and this gentleman is so up on current events. And the one thing that he mentioned prior to airtime was his concern, fascination, and notice this convergence of events taking place right now. And that's by design. That's not by accident. So we're going to be talking about that. Kirk Finney is with me. I'm so excited just to have him to talk with and to ride shotgun. The man is, I'm talking about genius level discussion here. So you're going to be very, very, very pleased, I think, from what you hear from Kirk. Before we get into that, I want to thank everyone who supports this program. I want to thank our sponsors, very select sponsors, including Fighter. Yeah, I'll get this right. You ready? Fighterflare.com. My goodness. Fighterflare.com. Folks, law enforcement agencies across the country, they're struggling to contain the steadily rising violent crime rates. You got carjackings, you got homicides and robberies. None of these, there's no sign of anything slowing down. They've affected everyone, regardless of their stature in life, from politicians to residents of certain cities, and really doesn't matter anywhere you might be, and leaving many Americans fearful for their safety. Now, a recent poll also revealed that 63% of Americans rate that the nation's current crime levels, as extremely or very serious, which is why, in part, I've been protecting myself with the device you see on the screen. It is the Fighter Flare flashlight. I just love this. I'm holding it right now in my hand. You can't see it, but this flashlight is an all-purpose tactical flashlight designed for self-defense and personal security. Folks, it features an extra bright, and this will blind you, 800 lumen light with strobe lighting, SOS capabilities that can, again, it can blind an attacker. And we've used this at the office. We've tested this out. I'm telling you, this will absolutely stop an attacker in their tracks. It also has an emergency signal that can be seen for miles. It's a blue and red, almost like a police light on the side. That's what you see right there on your screen. It's got a glass-breaking hammer, which I've got to tell you, it works. Ask me how. No, ask Eric how. He'll tell you the story. But it does work. A built-in lighter, a belt cutter, digital battery life indicator, which really helps me out a lot because I can charge this, by the way, by using a USB cord or the cord that comes with it, as well as it can charge your cell phone. It's got a compass, multiple lighting modes, an extender for zooming the light beam in and out. It's just a fabulous. It's a power bank, again, as I mentioned, for charging your cell phone. Folks, if you want to put your security back in your hands, and maybe you don't want to carry a gun with you or any other kind of instrument, this is my favorite instrument. Aside from my everyday carry, this is one thing that I can guarantee you. This is not something that is poorly made. This is extremely well made. I've actually dropped it a few times. Go figure. And it's held up to everything that I've put it through. And I've got a friend who's a Navy SEAL who actually he told me, he said, I love this thing. He carries it around with him all of the time as well. So thanks to Fighter Flare Flashlight for sponsoring today's video. Be sure to use the promo code, you know what it is, HAG20, that's HAG20, to get 20% off. A lifetime guarantee replacement, access to Prepper's Peak newsletter. I'm telling you, that in and of itself is just a fabulous informational newsletter. Free express shipping, completely complimentary with every order. That's, folks, Fighter Flare Flashlight, or fighterflare.com. That's fighterflare.com, fighterflare.com, HAG, H-A-G. First three initials of my last name, 20 for 20% off. And you won't be sorry. I'm going to tell you right now, you won't be sorry. All right. I want to bring on Kirk Finney. Kirk Finney, if you don't know the gentleman, he is the man behind the fantastic water system that we have been able to, that we have on our website. If you go to HagmanPI.com, and I want you to do this, go to HagmanPI.com and look at the upper right side of our website. It'll say Hagman H, or upper left side of our website. It'll say HagmanH2O.com. Click on that link. Just click on that link. And it'll take you to, Water Revolution. And there is, right there is a private collection with special savings for you folks. You won't get there any way else aside from clicking that link. Oh, there's a URL, but this is just for you, for listeners and viewers of this program. I am a believer in this. Obviously, water is necessary for life. The Ready Pure, I actually took that with me to, along with my lady, the studio dog, to West Palm Beach when I was there last month. I will not go anywhere for any length of time without the Ready Pure water purifier. And Eric just said, make sure you tell them $100 off. $100 off. Folks, go to HagmanPI.com, click on the link for Water Revolution. But that man is more than the man behind Water Revolution. He is a man who has his finger on the pulse of current events. He knows what's going on, and I'm so proud to have him with me, Kirk Finney. Kirk, thanks for joining me today.
Hey, thanks so much, Doug. Glad to be here. How's my audio, okay?
Your audio's good. Your video's good. You're looking good. Putting me to shame, I'll tell you that.
Well, I don't know about that. I got to break out the tanning bed to catch up with you.
Hey, that's just because I played hooky for about 5 days and got some sun. I actually read a bunch of books and got some sun. So when
this
I was
one?
Doing stuff. I had read that before I left, actually. Great series, and thanks for keeping up on things.
It looks like it. I haven't gotten into it yet, but I'm excited about it.
Yeah, you know, folks, on Wednesday we had the author of that book on, and I'm just trying to think of, it was Wednesday, right?
Chad Stewart.
Yeah. But my days are all mixed up because of the lack of sleep. But the fact is, I was amazed at the response from parents and grandparents. I got emails from just a ton of emails about the fact that what the series has done for their children and their reading comprehension. It was just amazing. I'd love to publish every one because people would say, "Ah, no, that you're overstating it." But no, man, I'm telling you. So anyway, yeah, it's and by the way, it's entertaining for adults too. So
yeah, I'm looking forward to it. It looks like a great story, and there's such a plethora of terrible movies and books and other things out there that the younger people are getting into, especially. I mean, you can't hardly find anything worthwhile to read that isn't going to tax your soul. Man. And this is definitely one of them. So I'm excited about it.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm glad you brought that up. So right before the show, I'd ask us basically what's on your mind, what's bothering you the most. And I think your answer will resonate or does resonate. It resonated with me, but will resonate with everyone. That's the fact that there's this convergence of events. And I'd like you to give me your thoughts on that, because we're seeing so much happening between the border and Taiwan and China, with what's happening with Ukraine and the entirety of NATO, with Haiti now. So this convergence of events. Just talk to me about this. What's your take on everything?
Well, I think, you know, if you've done enough reading, you know, outside the norm, which clearly most people do not. I mean, less than 2% of the population at any one time has ever owned a library card. Now you've got all the online books, which they can change anytime they want, you know, just click a quick edit button. So the permanent books, you know, the hardcover books are what you want, even though they cost more. I think that... you know, if you believe that all of this is being orchestrated by power behind the curtain, which I certainly do, and you look back over 100 years, you know, Albert Pike and his, you know, European buddy there, they put together a master plan, you know, to forward the agenda of the one world government. It's been called many different things over the years. But even when you go back 2,000 years and 3,000 years, what you find out is it's the same conspiracy. It's human beings who become leadership positions because they think they're ordained, when of course they're not, or maybe they are in the big master plan, but they fight against God. They now, after 2,000 years, they fight against Jesus. Everything they can do to destroy the concept that we have of God and bring all the, you know, scientism is what I call it, into this, all the man-made, you know, science. And you start to look at this all and it forms a picture, and clearly that picture dictated we would have a third world war. And the apex of that would be centered in the Middle East. I mean, all of my people on the line that are listening that have any kind of a religious background, I'm sure have at least an inkling that this is the case. And everything that we see is moving in that same direction, and it's not an accident. And we talked a little bit about the impeachment hearing. You know, my problem with that is there's never a result. Who wants to watch a movie or read a story where there isn't some kind of end result? They put this thing out, they put it on TV, they have Congress gather at great expense. I mean, instead of worrying about the economy and what they can do to help our vets and starving people in America, they're doing this crap. And what happens is there's never any result from it. I mean, because Congress and the Senate has no power to judiciate anything. And if you've got a judicial department that's in cahoots with the master game plan, where do you go from there? And even if you got rid of the judicial department, brought in new people, you've still got the judges that are there for life. What do you do? How do you work against that? The answer is, you know, we do what we do, which is fight the information war, get out the information so people can understand the nature of what's going on, because it is a little more complex than most people would understand. Or really, the opposite's true. It's really a lot more simple than most people understand, but they can't see it because they're focused on all the little elements. So if they can keep God and Jesus out of our minds, if they can create infighting, you know, amongst the good people in this country and the world, which they've done for millennia, and add to that, you know, the moral degradation, which further serves number one, which is keep God and Jesus out of people's mindset. You do all those things together, and we now see the end result of that. And we have to be vigilant. We have to move forward, and we have to realize that they're going to be doing nasty things as time moves on quickly to hurt us. And we need to be as prepared as best we can. I mean, we're all hearing this message for a reason. It's not an accident.
You know, there were two things that you said that I just I like. I'm a detailed oriented person, but there were two things that you said. I just want to show you this. You held up a hard copy of a book, and you know, people can go online, of course, and you can download books, right? But I like the hard copy aspect of the book because of what I'm going to show you. This happened this week as well. And folks, you know, this happens all of the time. Things get changed. Texts are changed. That's why I'm very leery of like online Bibles. If you do nothing else, if you don't have a Bible in your home and you rely on online Bibles, please get a hard copy version. My preference is King James, whatever you'd like. But, take a look at this. On Sunday, March 17th, this was a social media, I don't know, posting, tweet, whatever you call it, by End Wokeness. Because of the brouhaha with respect to Donald Trump mentioning bloodbath, on Sunday, March 17th, Google's definition of bloodbath is what you see there. A ruthless slaughter of great number of people, massacre, informal, of course, a period of disastrous loss or reversal. Okay, now look at that second part of that. Okay, and then Thursday after the discussion, because this is not in hard copy form, hey, why not change the definition? And of course, completely change an event or, well, altered, I should say, an event or situation in which many people are killed in a violent manner. Okay, so, and of course, there's an example after that. But the thing is, in this day and age, Kirk, I think you pointed this out. I mean, get yourself a hard copy of the Bible, of history books, but buy the hard copies. And understand too of the changing of definitions and how things are changed. And the other part of that, or in addition to that, which you said, and again, folks, make sure you have a hard copy or 10 of your Bible, the Holy Christian Bible. But the other part too is what you said about the Middle East and about your focus on, war perhaps breaking out there, and of course how biblical that is. And I didn't mention that in the beginning, so I'm glad you did, and I want to thank you for that, because let's not forget about the what's taking place in Israel and what the U.S. is doing over with Gaza, creating that flotilla, that pier, that whatever that might be. Look, I'm all for humanitarian aid. But what bothers me is how it's presented by the, in this case, the pro-Palestinians. Again, Palestinian children, they bleed as much as Israeli children. They're as innocent as Israeli children. So it bothers me. But look to your Bible when it comes to the Middle East. But thank you for mentioning that. And if you want to expand on that, please.
I do. I just, Doug, I need about 2 minutes. Something's up with my camera. I'll fix it here.
No worries, man.
Post-haste.
No worries. Yeah. Well, just,
I'm without my assistant today. I'm all by myself, so.
Well, and no worries. Just yell or.
Yeah, I'll be ready in about 30 seconds,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, I mean, butt in. Which gives me, again, folks, if you haven't done so, please check out Water Revolution. Go to HagmanPI.com, click on the link on the top left, and I'm going to tell you, take advantage of the sales they have for you, Kirk has for you. The Ready Pure system, $100 off. You can't beat this with a stick. But remember, in situations, whether it's a hurricane, natural disaster, whatever it might be, or war, or how about an attack on our power grid? I just saw a notice that the Department of Homeland Security put out about a potential cyber attack on our water systems. I don't know what that means, but it's not good. I know that. So, folks, make sure you're prepared because there is, hey, they dump fluoride in the system. You really want to be poisoned by fluoride? Many reasons why you would need this. Go to Hagmann PI, click on the link, Water Revolution. That company is fantastic. All right.
Thank you for that. I should be back in picture now.
Okay. We'll give it a try.
All right. So anyway, if you take a chance, folks, and click on that link at Hagmann, you'll be able to go in and see the special collection that we've put together for the Hagmann PI listeners. And I think you'll see that we've got a great selection of things. Now, if I was someone who didn't understand water systems and I looked at that thing, I wouldn't know what to do or how to do it or how it may or may not be applicable to me. Please feel free to call us. Our phone number is right up at the top. We do take calls after business hours. You might miss us, but we'll certainly get back with you. So give us a call because everybody has a unique situation. And we do a lot of custom builds for people, depending on what their aesthetics and other situations are at home. So I just want to let you know, not only do you get a deep discount by calling through Hagmann, but you're also going to get that customized, personalized service. So we're here to take care of you. What was the thing that you talked about, Doug, right before this? I lost track.
Well, a couple of things.
Oh, the books. Yeah, I wanted to comment on
that. Yeah, that and the Middle East, of course, and okay. The conversions of events in totality. Go ahead.
Okay. Did Eric get that photo that I texted him? Okay. So here's a picture, Doug, and this is interesting. Of course, there's the regular collegiate dictionary there on the bottom, the small one that most of us grew up with. And it's probably 20 or 30 years, maybe 40 years old. But look at the dictionary on top. That's 150 years old. And, you know, you want to look at that thing and think, well, maybe the print is really big and the pages are really thick. And the pages are bigger than the other book also. They're thinner and the typeface is smaller. And look at what we've been reduced to. You know, I used to hear people say that you can't think beyond your vocabulary. And unfortunately, that's true to a great degree.
Yep.
And we've been, you know, shuttlecocked into all kinds of definitions and things which are not appropriate or might be, you know, somewhat true, but don't really, you know, the camel's getting his nose under the tent, but the whole animal's not coming through because of the word selection. So, and this happens all the time. I mean, I watched a series on Netflix, and I love Netflix because it really shows you what the opposition is doing in most regard. But I watched a show recently that was about early England in the late 1800s. And, you know, the contrast between what they portrayed in that show, which is two, going to be three seasons, and what the reality was back then is totally different. And when you watch it, you can see all the narrative points that they're trying to drive through this film. And if I was a 17 or 18 year old and I come from a typical public education, maybe even a private one, and I'm watching that movie, I'm thinking this is what it was like back in England in the 1800s. Well, guess what? It wasn't, not even close. And I think you need to observe that and make notes. You know, when you see something like that, at least it lets you know where they're going and how they plan on getting there. And it shows you, you know, the talking points that you might want to use when you're having a conversation, you know, with somebody, or certainly what shows to talk about your children or younger adults with. You know, more than what they would see just on the screen.
Yeah, exactly. Please continue. You know, you are doing so well with. By the way, I love your delivery and your energy. You're doing so well. As you scan the headlines, I guess I want to set you up for this. Again, off air, we were talking just a little bit, and I mentioned this. This on air, you know, we've got, it seems like we're on the brink of a global conflict.
Yeah, three at once, it looks like.
Yeah, really. And then, of course, we have the open border. We've got people coming in with bad intent. You've got this weapon of mass destruction in terms of fentanyl. You've got people cozying up to China when, in fact, they're our enemy. Set to destroy us or set out to destroy us. And then we have this defanged or this, I shouldn't say defanged, this weaponized judicial system that no matter what happens here in the U.S., Look, they're coming for this platform. I'm telling you right now, over our coverage of January 6th, we're just lower on the list than others. So, I mean, all of this combined, what do you see happening? And even if, and I was thinking about this, and I want your take on this, even if President Trump won and said, okay, I'm going to fix everything, going back to the Constitution, I don't see that happening. And I'm not even sure we have that long. I mean, your thoughts on the election, if we have one, will it matter? The fact that Peter Navarro this week was taken to prison to serve a 4-month sentence, the first time a presidential advisor was imprisoned not replying to a subpoena over privileged material. I mean,
yeah, it's just a lawfare scenario, isn't it? I mean, yeah. they enact things when they want. They make up laws, you know, like we saw with Trump in New York. They do all these things they can do to hurt anything that goes against what they believe, you know, what their mantra is. And I bet a lot of them couldn't even recite what that mantra is because clearly they don't have the education. I mean, look at the word choice and the way they illustrate things. I mean, anybody can convey hate in a convincing way. You know, I'm interested in seeing people convey, you know, justice, faith, and love in a convincing way. Not many people can do that. And that's where the rubber meets the road. That I think is how you can tell, you know, the forest from the trees is, you know, how do they carry themselves? What do they say? Where are they coming from? You know, what's their underlying philosophy? And most of these folks that we see on the news, if not all, you know, it's not very good. They don't understand the reality, you know, of where we're at. And they're pushing this narrative that makes absolutely no sense. You know, what's, I mean, how can you look at a guy like Bob Alinsky? And I remember his Tucker Carlson interview. We talked about that.
Yep.
How do you look at somebody like that and do a discourse like he did with Tucker and not say, wow, this guy's got a lot of background, a lot of credibility. He's not naive. He doesn't make it seem, you know, Pollyanna. You know, he kind of admits that he was involved in things he shouldn't have been, but it was blatantly honest and accurate. I thought, yeah. Anyway, from a financial perspective and, you know, the narrative about the meetings and how they took place and when it was very convincing, I thought.
It was, and during the hearings, I mean, he came in there on fire. Folks, I'm sure you've seen the video clips and montages that are out there floating around on social media. But the communist left, I can't even call them Democrats anymore, because certainly they're not the Democrats of JFK and certainly not Bill Clinton or certainly not JFK. To me, they're communists. The ideologies, these people are so dug in that we cannot even have discourse, as we saw with the hearings, any type of reasonable discourse. As I looked at that and watched that, again, people might say, well, it's a waste of time. I was doing some other things. But is this not leading us to internal conflict, the civil war, while we are facing external dangers at the same time? Then they could take advantage of our internal chaos externally, whether it's China, Iran, Russia, whoever. I mean, so what you said, again, going back to what you said, this convergence of events, and I think people are feeling this. I know that I talk to people who feel that things are about to pop. And are you getting that? And
yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I've been feeling it for a long time. You know, how and where and why and, you know, all the little details we don't know. But, you know, as Michael Yann always says, you know, the climate and the environment is just perfect for so many bad, evil things to happen that it's impossible to believe that it won't if you understand, you know, the law of large numbers. And despite what we see in the stock market, you know, we have a what is it, at 35, 36, where is that thing now? Let me look. So Dow Jones, 39,000. I can't believe. Anyway, you look at that, 39,000, and then it'll close out the night, you know, at minus 17 or right. plus 150. That can't happen in the world. I mean, give me a break.
How does
what
that
kind
even
of
work?
An idiot can look at that and think this is accurate?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Or the fact that yesterday I went to the grocery store and I bought a few items and it was $50. I'm thinking, you know, I was rubbing my forehead and the guy behind the counter, this was a small, like a deli, if you will. The guy behind the counter said, he said, "Hey, don't blame me." And I looked at him, I started laughing. I said, "No, I know." And we got talking. He said, "You know, my wholesale costs over the last 3 years, they've gone up 11% per year, 33%. Yep. His own costs. And you know, as a businessman, you know, right? I mean,
well, the problem is the other thing too, you know, the deception. I mean, you buy a package of bacon. I think it used to be 16 ounces, wasn't it? Now it's 12.
Yeah.
So not only has the number gone up 30% or 40%, Kathy said ground beef is now $10 here in North Carolina. I wonder what it is in New York City. Probably 12.
Probably. Yeah. Yeah. And gasoline, of course. Everything has gone up. But yet, and how is this even possible for people to say, hey, you know, inflation is down, the costs are down, and it hurts my head to even. Do people really believe this, Kirk? I mean, do they really believe this?
I think that as people become very successful, you know, in the structured environment that we see now, be that working for the government, like Fannie Willis. Maybe a bad example, but these people, you know, that have these high paid government positions and these long retirements with full benefits, they don't look at these things that we look at because they don't have to. And they're looking at other things like, you know, how do they move up, you know, in the political ladder, whatever they're looking at. And, you know, us in business, you and I are both business people. And, you know, we have to look at these costs because if we don't, we can't survive. Everything we do or don't do is a result of our efforts and those that we influence. And these other people, it just doesn't matter, you know, I guess. I mean, I don't understand. You know, the other thing, too, is I've had many a sleepless night. I'm sure you have, too, thinking, how can God let this happen? You know, what's happening now, the bastardization of the truth and all of these terrible things, the decline in morality, you know, the support of that decline with everything that we see. The media, the materialism, the whole nine yards. How can God let this happen? Well, we have to remember our God is not the God of this planet. The God of this planet is something else. And these people are on that side. We're on the other. And we're trying to make sense of what's happening now. And I'm not saying that there aren't great moral, constitutionally minded people that may not be Christian, because that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is it's really a two-sided thing. It's the people that believe as we do versus those that don't and probably don't care because they don't think it makes a difference. You know, if they can extend their life from 85 to 145, that's a win for them. And everything else doesn't matter, I guess. Or I don't understand the mindset. I'm sure none of us really do because we're not in it. But it's shocking to me that so many people can be comfortably numb and comfortably ignorant of what's going on. It's time to really get out there and push the word, you know, like the Hagman report show and all the different things that we see that are out there that will, because it takes a while to learn new things. You know, we all come into something with a mindset and our philosophy and attitude doesn't change overnight. It's a process of small moves every day, right? But every day is a new step closer to where you want to be, you know, if you know where you want to be. So I think our goal for everybody this year has to really be, you know, step up our education level, look into these things, understand how the moves that the other side is doing are going to affect us in a daily basis moving forward, and do the best we can to prepare, you know, for that in all regard, you know, like a lot of the great health products that you represent, like this new Soma product, which I've no doubt will just increase energy level across the board pretty much for everybody.
And yeah, and thanks for mentioning that. Yeah, folks, in case you haven't heard, this NanoSoma, we are affiliates for this company. And how that came about was at the same time, Dave Hodges had introduced me to this because he was using it and having some great results from an illness that he still has, but it's getting better. And then there was another situation where I was able to use it myself. And I noticed, I'll just be honest with people. I'm a type 2 diabetic, and my neuropathy was just off the charts. And my doctor said, well, here's what we're going to do. We're going to give you morphine treatments and see if that works. Well, it didn't touch it. I was taking this, and the I said, forget about that. After, I think it was like, I don't know, 7 days, 5 days, whatever it was. I figured it worked by then. About 7 weeks, maybe five weeks, 7 weeks of taking that, boy, it's gone. So, folks, I'm telling you right now, on our website, in addition to Kirk's Fine Products, Water Revolution on the top left, click that NanoSoma link. And thanks for mentioning that. I gotta get you hooked up, my friend, because you're gonna find that it's just a fantastic product. The way I look at it, it tells my body what's wrong with it and goes right to the problem and takes care of it. That's the way I look at it. And that's not a scientific way of explaining
it. Yeah, it looks really cool. I'd love to learn more about it.
But at any rate, so what do you see taking place? I guess, and folks, make sure, I want to be sure to mention the upper left corner of our website, Water Revolution. Take advantage of the sales there. And by the way, you can talk to Kirk if you have any questions about the product. Please be judicious with your calls and your time, with his time, as well as yours. But the fact of the matter is, nothing but the best. And that's been my motto, and his water systems are nothing but the best. So that's, here forward, nothing but the best.
Thank you.
But what do you see? We've this revelation this week of U.S. troops on the border with China. We've got hypersonic missile tests by the U.S. We've got a vegetable in the Oval Office that is not running anything. Elections that, to me, may or may not happen. I'm wondering if they're going to happen. And an incumbent that may not even last until the election. So, if you had a crystal ball, what do you think? I mean, and also, in what order? Okay. I mean,
sure.
I'm curious because I like the way your mind works. And you said something earlier, and I'm going to be quiet after this. People know things are wrong. And as an investigator, you walk into a situation, and I know people have had this happen. You walk into a house or a garage or a warehouse or whatever, and those little hairs in the back of your neck stand up, and you think, wow, there's something ain't right here, and then you kind of back out the way you came in. That's kind of the way I feel right now. That's where we're at, I think, on a global scale. But that's just me. Go ahead, sir.
No, I agree, Doug. I think things are going to come to a head here, real fast. I think as the weather gets warmer, we're going to see more, quote unquote, outbursts and things, in the public, and probably a few more incidences of violence so they can drive their, anti-gun legislation. All the things that we've seen in the past, I think we're going to see that step up. I think we've got a war potentially on three fronts, right? We've got Ukraine. We've got, as you mentioned, China. And then we've got what's happening in the Middle East and Israel. And I think all these things are going to come together at once, which has always been the master plan. And, I think the only thing most of us can do is get prepared as best we can and share the word about different things that other people can take a look at. You know, I never try to convince anybody of anything. I want them to look at things and consider things that they haven't in the past, because I know, and you know, that people really never change their mind, but they always make new decisions based on new information. So if we can continue to, you know, drip on them various happenings and things that are going on, people will, many of them, draw their own conclusion. How does that help you and me? I'm not sure. I mean, I talked with John a little bit this morning about how you could be the best prepared outpost in the world, but you've got to have, he thinks, 10, 12 people in that residence to adequately defend it. Against who? Now, not a government force, because I don't think there is any defense there, you know, to speak of,
right?
But other than hiding. But I think that from unruly crowds in the local community that decide, you know, they want to take justice or food prep into their own hands and go out violently, I think you can defend against that. But you need a house full of people to do it with watches, you know, throughout the night, which means that we have to band together with people in our community and have that open communication, which makes a lot of sense for a lot of different reasons anyway. I mean, you know, you want to have somebody close to a big thoroughfare in the area that you live that can let everybody else know what might be happening, you know, on that major highway or what they see coming your way. There's a lot of elements to it. And these are things you consider. And if you can't, you know, if you can't be a leader in that regard, which is certainly understandable, many of us are getting older and in our senior years, find a team or a group in your community that you can bond with and join with, so you'll have something to rely on. I think that's about the best thing that we can do at this point. And then some of the more sophisticated, you know, quote unquote operators are working in different regard, you know, for doing what they can. But I just think that it's going to happen with or without us. You know, do we have an election? I'm not sure. I think there's a great chance that we won't, but I also think there's a great chance we will. I mean, you know, was it George Carlin that said, if elections meant anything, they wouldn't let us do it?
I forgot about that. I don't doubt that
at this point. I mean, What was that latest show that came out? It was done by a college professor. It's 2 hours. It's kind of long, two and a half hours, but it's got some great info in it. And by the time you get done watching that movie, you are absolutely 100% convinced that there were a whole lot of shenanigans going on at this last election and probably always have been, you know, looking back 30, 40, 50, maybe 60 years. And it's gotten a whole lot more sophisticated. And I don't doubt that they'll employ all those methods again. You know, do we have the drop boxes? I mean, I know, Doug, you always mention You want to make sure you're filming the local drop boxes. I've never even seen a drop box here in my rural North Carolina area. I'm sure they're around. I'll have to find it. That would be an interesting thing, you know, for sure.
Yeah, we're actually, and folks, in case you don't know this, we're actually putting together a couple of teams. Of course, you know, people like us, we work, right? So, but we're putting together a couple of teams to watch and film drop boxes. I'm not going to tell you where. No. But we do know where they're scheduled to be. Okay. And the thing is the covert nature of this, obviously, is what we're striving for, because we certainly don't want to be accused of preventing someone from, you know, slipping their legitimate vote in a drop box.
Their stack of votes.
Right. I mean, although it shouldn't be allowed, period. But we can certainly, I think we can still make a difference. You know, I got a letter, and I want to get your take on this. I received a letter, I think it was Monday. And it was from an elderly woman who lives alone. And she said, you know, I am so afraid. And she's a believer. She said, I believe in the Bible. I believe that, you know, I was meant to live for the... I mean, she said wrote everything right. But the fear that was gripping her was something that she felt she wanted to tell me. And I was talking to my wife about that, and the pain I felt for this woman. she actually put her phone number down, and I spoke with, I was able to speak with her for about probably 45 minutes or so. We had a great conversation, but what do you say to the people who don't have anyone, who are alone and who are afraid? What do you say to those people, and how do you handle those people?
The only way that I know, you know, to really overcome fear is to, first of all, understand that most of it's not real. I mean, our mind is great at, you know, creating visions of and nightmares. Most of the things, 99% of the things you worry about are never going to happen anyway, so why worry? I mean, that's a famous quote. I don't think that's true. I think you have to be a realist, too. Prepare as best you can, and then leave it up to God. I mean, what's the number one sin? Well, the number one sin is humanism, is believing that somehow, you know, what we have to say and what we believe to be true makes a difference in the grand scheme of things, instead of understanding everything happens according to God's plan. And that's not an easy place to come to, but that's where you got to be at this point, because, you know, if it's going to happen or not happen, it's going to be up to God. I mean, you know, we need to work like it's up to us, but we need to understand that at the end of the day, or the end of the millennia, it's all about what God wants and God's plan, and pretty much all that's laid out in the Bible. So we can see what's coming. The best we can do is prepare as best we can, and, you know, maybe get into the Bible a little bit more. If the worry's really heavy, you know, maybe get in, you know, like to the book of John and some other things in the Bible. And I'm not an expert on the Bible by any means, but that's a good place, I think, to find solace. And, you know, God communicates through that book, and the Amen. Holy Spirit is actuated, you know, upon reading that book. So it might be a good idea, you know, to get into that.
And folks, please listen to what a marvelous man to have riding along with me, Kirk Finney. You say what you want a revolution. Well, have a water revolution. Go to HagmanPI.com. Click on the link there at the top left. The reason I say that is because that'll take you directly to the private collection that he put together for the special savings for the Hagman Report. And I want to thank him for doing that, because, folks, we're living in a time when every dollar counts. And I've got to tell you, $100 off a system is fantastic. It could mean the difference of having one and not having one. So make sure you go to Water Revolution by way of the link at the top, the upper left-hand corner of HagmanPI.com. Even if you don't want to see anything else on our website, that's where to go. Click on the link. We go with only the best. There are so many options out there. You think, well, I got the best. I'm going to tell you, we've done so much research. I know Randy Taylor has. I know that Eric the Tech has done a lot of research. We will back this 100%. And guarantee your satisfaction. And that's Water Revolution. Go to Hagman PI, click on the link, and take advantage of the savings right now while you still can, because you don't know what tomorrow is going to bring. And I want to thank you for continuing to be with me today. Now, your thoughts on the weaponization of the Department of Justice. I want to get your take on that. Is there a way to fix that short of, I mean, I don't
think so.
Okay. I was going to say, sure.
I don't see how. I mean, you've got justices in there for life, right?
Yeah.
In cases, other than local.
Yeah.
And support of the sheriffs. I mean, that's the, you know, the greatest offense is the local county sheriff. And I wonder how many of those are really constitutionally minded and, you know, make it their first priority, you know, to safeguard the constitutional rights of their constituents. I wonder how many of those are in that mindset, you know, because it's one thing to be a great law enforcement officer, and I'm sure many of them are. But, you know, again, what is the underlying philosophy? What is the attitude? How are they going to respond? You know, if X and Y happens. And I think it takes a lot of guts. I think it always has. I think, you know, you look through history and it's always been the remnant, the small group that's been aligned, you know, in a certain way. We talked about this earlier. And I think that most people just aren't. And the reason is They're not supposed to be, you know, according to the grand plan. I mean, we can try to convince people until we're blue in the face, and it's not going to make a difference until they're ready to receive that. And maybe it's all, I mean, I'm not a big predestination believer, but you can't help it, you know, at 64, looking back on some of this and thinking, well, maybe that's the way it is. Because, I mean, some people, boy, the first clue that they get, they delve in and they take the time and they understand. And you know, understanding God, what does that mean? Well, it means to stand under God. And when you look outside and you look up in the sky, what do you see? Do you see a biblical view, or do you see, you know, a scientist view, a scientism view? And I think it starts out there, you know, and the conspiracy or the planned deception is much greater than any of us could even realize. And it's a rabbit hole that really never ends. And, you know, is it better? You know, I don't know. I mean, they say ignorance is bliss. And, you know, the more you know, the worse it gets. And both of those things are true, I think. But for me, I'd rather know and at least be able to take, you know, cognizant actions, you know, based on what I perceive is happening. And hopefully you do, too.
Yeah. Yeah, I knew somebody who had cancer, was diagnosed with cancer, somebody close to me, and didn't want to know, did not want to know. Of course, it was a terminal situation. About ignorance being bliss, I suppose, yeah, that's okay. I mean, if that's what you want, but how do you fight something that you don't know what you're fighting? But then again, what you were referencing to, the level of trust that I think we have to have in our God, and the fact that God's in control, and I fully believe that God is in control. But I also believe that we're, as a country, as a nation, we're paying for a lot of the sins that we have committed, the murdering of babies in the womb, the moral, just the immorality of the last generation or two, and so on. So I think you know, but I think you're right. I think obviously God is in control. I don't think I know. What do you think about what do you think about the southern border? Is there a way to for us as a people, not as a nation, but as a people, to do anything to mitigate the damage that's being caused by the influx of criminals into this country?
At this point, I'm not sure. I think Trump's talked about a mass deportation. I'm not sure how effective that would be. You know, I can see a lot of elderly people and very young people, you know, screaming and crying on TV, and I don't think that's going to go over very good. I think that, you know, things don't just happen. They happen just. And I think that all of this has been planned for a very long time. And it's not like we have one group of people in the Congress that are against it and one that's for it. I mean, I'm sure there's a few that are against it, but it's just that it's the few. We go back to that 2 or 3% remnant, right, at best.
Yep.
And it's the same story there, you know, with those 500 or 600 people. It's going to be 2%, which is, what's 2% of 600? 12? That's about where we're at, right? So those all numbers right. Don't ever really change, because it's designed, you know, into the structure that we all live. And, you know, again, I mean, we have to have the knowledge to understand it. We have to pray to have the means to guard against it as best we can, and maybe participate if we're called to, you know, God forbid. But I think that's the only action at this point. The rest of it's all just talk. And talk's good, because it, you know, cleans out the soul and helps you think of new things you haven't thought of before, right? Another reason to have a good conversation with people, hopefully think about things. You know, I think often in the alternative media, there's not enough discourse and debate on some of these different things. And we tend to get drawn off, you know, into like tangent clubs, you know, in different regards. And that just plays right into their plan of keeping everybody distracted.
Man, you got that exactly right. And that's why it's such a joy to have you running shotgun with me, Kirk Finney, the man behind Water Revolution. Go to HagmanPI.com, click on the link in the upper left-hand corner. And not only were you enjoy his knowledge, but you can also enjoy his water filtration purification products. That's Water Revolution. Go to HagmanPI.com, click on the link, and take advantage of the specials. God bless you, my friend. Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Doug.